All right, as previously discussed yesterday, I am now about to make the turn onto Riverdale Road. Riverdale Road? Riverdale Road. Dun dun dun. I just realized that's like where Archie and the gang live, right? So let's see if we see any haunts. Poonmaster Flex was like, don't do anything stupid on that road, on that haunted road. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't know, just don't do anything stupid. And I was like, you're going to have to be more specific than that, because seriously, don't do anything stupid. That is not enough advice to help me in any situation. Okay, well, there's a sign that says there might be horses here with people on them. So that's something. Nice looking house. I mean, so far, this is a very pastoral looking thing. I'm going to have to tell you, it is 1:42 in the afternoon. This would probably be a lot creepier at night. I also think this would be much creepier if you were somebody who wasn't kind of used to these more rural areas. This stuff doesn't really freak me out, I guess. This kind of Texas chainsaw-y shit where it's like, ooh, what if there's haunting on this road? Or like, if something crazy happened, I'd be miles from a phone. But, you know, the other thing is, I gotta say, this probably was a lot creepier before. This is definitely a road where you can see that a lot of people with a lot of money have come and built homes out here. Folks who are kind of like, oh, you know, I'm gonna build a little house out here and have a nice little place. Oh, Lifeline Puppy Rescue. That's nice. Well, that doesn't seem so bad. But yeah, they're like these huge mansion homes, you know, and they're set on these pieces of land. But it's like, okay, you'll see this home that would not be out of place in most subdevelopments that have been built in the last 10 years or so. And they'll even be on land, and there will be a yard around the house that's made out of grass. And then the rest is, crops or like just kind of the normal tall grass that's around in the area. So, I mean, these houses are a lot less scary to me than, like if there's an old shack out here or something. I don't know. It's not, so far, no jogger ghosts, no animal ghosts, no lady in white. No, I think they said there were ghosts of slaves. No ghosts of slaves. Here's a road sign with some graffiti on it. It looked like just a stick person or something. I gotta say, like, graffiti, I mean, so weird. I guess it's not for me to read, but if you want me to know, you know, like, oh, we're Southside, or like, oh, we're Norteños, or whatever, I mean, I have no fucking idea. Like, I look at that, and I'm like, I don't know. I guess this is only for people who are on your team or that you fucking hate, right? I will say that I didn't get gas before I left, and I probably should have. So that's, like, a little harrowing. That's a little harrowing, you know. I wouldn't really want to run out of gas here, but not because I'm afraid I'll be killed by a haunt, just because it's, that would be unpleasant in general. But, it's really not, I don't know. There's an overpass. It's where bums like to live. Yeah, I mean, here's another, like, mansion-type home. I mean, it's not a mansion. It's not huge in that way, but it's got, you know, it's got multiple chimneys, which is weird. I think it's got three chimneys, which they can't all be functional, right? And I take it back, that is a giant fucking house. It's got, like, giant steps out front. I mean, it's crazy looking. It's so weird. It must be weird to, like, if you lived out here 20 years ago and then came this way now, you'd be like, what is this shit? So everybody just came out here and bought, oh, I think this is Jogger's Hill. There was a, oh, well, that was scary. There was something in the road that I couldn't identify. It turned out to be a piece of turf. that fell off a truck, probably. Most haunted thing so far. This is one of the funny things about doing this kind of shit for Halloween is how much of it you can't... It's sort of like you have to find out about something that seems a little spooky or scary or unusual and then not investigate it at all. Because if you investigate it at all, it takes no time before someone's like, oh, well, this is what's going on with that. And you're like, oh, well, that's kind of fucking stupid. Here's some scary-looking gates, I guess, that go up to another giant mansion. And across the street is a golf course. Has anyone done a haunted golf course? That seems like something that could be pretty haunted. I don't know, kids are out there at night vandalizing or whatever. That was like a thing. Is that a thing where you grew up? It seemed like it was a thing to sneak out onto the golf course at night. But I don't know why. I don't know what... Like, once you got there, it's like, well, you just lay down on the ground or something. I'll say this. Like, the golf course is beautiful. Like, every golf course I've been on is really pretty and nice. It's like the best yard you've ever seen. And the grass around the holes on the green is amazing. Like, it's just... It doesn't even seem like grass. You're like, how did they get grass this perfect? It's super dense. It's super short. It's like complete uniform length. It's just incredible. It's like, I don't understand. I do not understand the science behind it. Like, I don't understand how you could possibly do that. But they do it. All right. All waist up. Ooh. Dead end. How about that? It's got the word dead in it. That's something. I know. This is a nice fall drive. I'll say that. If you were going to Thornton for some reason from Greeley, this would be the way I'd go. I mean, I'd probably head this way and not be on the highway for a time there. It's telling me I could go right here or left here, but I'm not going to. I'm going to keep going. And follow this road to its end. We're going to take this to the bitter end, right? There's a weight limit of 10 tons of spookiness. Fall, though. Fall is definitely the time to drive around. I'll say that. Like, the colors are nice. The leaves are nice. You know, you're sitting at a stoplight and there's some fucking leaves blowing around. And you're like, oh, that's something to watch, I guess. Also, it's not so fucking hot like in the summer when you get in the car and I just start sweating. I mean, you get in the car and I start sweating. I meant that the way I said it. That was not like a clumsy way of saying it. That shit was real. You get in your car and I start sweating, which means I know what you're thinking probably. You must be sweating all summer. I am. That's exactly what happens in the summer for Pete. Pete is sweating all summer. In the fall, he's only sweating periodically. So that's something. I guess this is like a road that I'm sure at one time, this would be a spooky road to just drive down at night, right? It's very curvy. There's not a lot of light out here. And you can kind of make it into anything. I mean, probably the spookiest road I've ever been on is driving to Utah when we went rafting. The first time I went out there with Nicanor and Katie, some friends. And, you know, they go on this trip every year, right? And you just drive east on I-70 for like 6 or 7 hours. And you end up in Utah, and then you finally turn off the highway. And when you're at the turnoff for the highway, ooh, that sign had bullet holes in it. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. When you get off the highway, you're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, you're even on I-70 you're going west. You go west on 70 for a super long time, right? And when you turn off the highway, you are in the middle of fucking nowhere. I mean, there is nothing. There's no lights. There's no, you know, the only signs you'll see, it'll be like, this city coming up in like 255 miles. And so, and when you turn off onto this road, I mean, you basically turn off the highway onto like a dirt road almost immediately. And so you're going through and there is fucking nothing. I mean, and in the dark, you can't see shit. Like, all you can see is that there's nothing on either side of the road. It seems like a really skinny road. And it's so dark, and then you have your headlights on, you can see, like, mice and stuff running across the road. Rabbits, all kinds of shit. Like, there's just a bunch of wildlife going around on the road, because they're like, what the fuck? And lizards, all that kind of... I mean, you see them from the car, which is weird, right? To see multiple lizards running around outside. And so we turn onto this road for the first time, and it's dark, and the car is, like, rumbling, you know, concerningly for somebody who's like, I don't know much about cars, but if I just woke up to this, I'd be like, what's happening? Are we flying down a cliffside right now? What's going on? And we turn off onto the dirt, and we're going down this rumbly road, and, you know, Nicanor is just like... It's pretty spooky out here, huh? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, Pete, time to die. You know, like, they had... This rafting trip didn't exist. They just brought me out there to kill me. And I was like, oh, my God. And he's like, I'm kidding. I was like, I know. But, you know, in my head, I'm all of a sudden, I'm like, you really don't know this guy very well. Right? Like, you do not know this dude as well as somebody... As well as you might have thought at one time. And I was like, well, that's true. I mean, that is the truth. Here's another option to turn off, but I'm going to just keep on rocking. I think I can just take this pretty much to the end here. I think it does dead end at some point. And then I can turn off there. So that's probably the spookiest sort of like... I've been in the car and we're driving and it's very odd. I had this like vision last night. I don't know if I'd call it a vision. I had this thought in my brain last night because I was driving down a road in Greeley called Reservoir Road. That's a scary road name, right? And as I was driving, a tree that kind of hangs over the road. It's a super tall tree and the branches kind of hang over the road and stuff like that. And a bunch of leaves just came down all at the same time. And it made me wonder if someone was, like, up in the tree, right? And then that made me wonder, if somebody was up in a tree over the road and just, like, fell on top of your car, how terrifying that would be. And then it also made me think, I bet everyone would assume that you'd hit this motherfucker with your car. Not that you had, you know, just been innocently driving while someone fell out of a tree. I mean... What do you think of pedestrians just come falling out of the sky? And I'm like, no, in general, no, I agree with you. That would be nuts. But that is exactly what happened in this instance, unfortunately, for me. So anyway, I was just thinking how terrifying that would be. But this is just not quite scary. I mean, the other cars on this road are like, you know, brand new Subarus and Honda Civics and shit. Like, it's just the... I don't know. I think you got to go further afield than Colorado, 10 miles from downtown Denver. I mean, I can see downtown Denver from here. I think you got to go further afield to find something scary and haunted. I wonder if something was haunting this area. Like, if you're a ghost and you're haunting something like this, like I'm haunting Sassafras Townhomes here for some reason. Can you, like, abandon your post and just be like, you know, I was in this neighborhood and things were going all right, but it just, like, the neighborhood was up and up and it up and up so much that, like, I don't think you can really haunt there anymore. I mean, I don't have the tools to do it, that's for sure. For some reason, my navigation was just like, hey... But I don't know if you could, like, move. If there's some committee you could talk to that would be like, hey, listen, guys, come check out this neighborhood. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of money here. We've got a lot of streetlights in. A lot of young families in the area. It's just not is scary. And I'm a newer ghost. You know, I'm not one of these, like, 1600s ghosts who's been at it for a long time and can stretch their face out and be scary as shit. So, like, maybe a more experienced ghost could handle this territory. But for me, I don't know. I'm going to keep talking on the mic until we get to the end of the road. So I kind of got to come up with stuff to say because this is not scary. I mean, there's a trailer park. That seems like it could be scary. But I don't know. That's just more scary because, like, you don't know who lives there, right? It's too bad that, there's a bunch of signs for now selling Seasons. And it's like here we go. These, like, luxury condos. You know, something that pisses me off is, like, all right, so they've got these, like, nice condos. And, I mean, I know what people who live here would say, right? They're like, this is an eyesore, and this is horrible, and, like, whatever. And, you know, they'll build these condos in a lot of neighborhoods in Denver that people are like, this is, like, architecturally vile, you know what I mean? Shit like that. And I don't, like, totally disagree. It's not my favorite style or anything. But it makes me wonder because I feel like, all right, I've lived here my whole life in Colorado, right? And it's grown crazy my whole life. Where the fuck do you think all these people are going to live? I mean, like, where are they going to live? You've got a bunch of new people coming in, and I don't see developers clamoring to build, like, a huge, you know, 1920s style brick building or something like that. I mean, nobody's doing that. Nobody's building that. And why would they? And even if they did, that would be super fucking expensive. That would be even more expensive than your stick-built, fancy-looking, you know, condo that's in a neighborhood that used to be a kind of a shithole and now is super expensive. But I guess I just, with that whole thing, I'm kind of like, well, I don't know. Are you going to just tell people to stop moving here? Because that's really the only way to stop the building of stuff like this. Because they got to live somewhere. And frankly, you know, I know these are expensive, but, like, do you know what a condo is worth? What someone will pay for it. Seriously, like, I know that's cold-hearted and shit, but that's the truth. Oh, we're at the dead end here. I'm at Colorado Boulevard. Ooh. Well, we did it. We did the most haunted road, Riverdale Road. We went there. We ghost hunted. I probably should have been a little more open to, you know, like, open my mind and imagine, like, what if there are spirits and how they would look and stuff like that. But mostly I was talking on here thinking about how this microphone hurts my head and also, you know, watching my gas gauge periodically. That really is like a high-tension situation, isn't it, when you're, like, low on gas and kind of not anywhere near a gas station? I mean, now I'm, like, right next to a gas station, so crisis resolved, crisis averted. I mean, it was never a crisis. It was just a potential crisis, I guess. But here's the car wash that we were going to go to. It has advanced German wash technology. Touchless, guided, 3D contour system. You know, I think the touchless part is like, I don't know why that's such a thing. It's like, oh, I don't want anything to touch my car. You're like, well, it's gonna touch water and shit can touch it, right? I mean, what car wash are people going to where it's like an old man with a rag? That's what I want to know. Like, they see touchless and they're like, now that's different. Like, where are you going to wash your car? Where have you been that the car wash is some old dude who's just like, oh, yeah, I'll wash your car for you. Here's my clean bucket of rags, and here's my dirty rags. All right, see you next time.